I didn't need to direct the children because it's a child-led project. There would be moments where, because it was child-led, I would be sitting there playing the guitar and that's all I was doing.
I think what came from our discussions is, as you become a musician, it is through play. You learn how to play your instrument. And you often forget about the word play being fun.
Here are the instruments. Explore this. See what you can do with it.
So that sense of ownership is very strong in the children, I think. It's, you know, they're going to pick this up. They're going to play this in the way they want to play it. And fostering that curiosity, I think, helps. I mean, I think stay and play sessions in general are trying to help with that sense of ownership, with also parent and carers and child, the interaction between them. It's like, this is for you.
It's about them, their choice. They can do what they want with the musical instruments they've got. They've not got to follow an adult led by, let's do this or let's do that. We're listening to them, we're watching them. Now I'm going off their flow with what they're doing.
So something else that I've learned is less is more, like, you know, utilizing the tools that you actually have at your disposal. Because a lot of times as artists, you feel safe having certain things because they give you that sense of safety. But what happens if you take those things out? You know, that it's okay to feel vulnerable and not have those things. So
someone just standing in the room watching, it doesn't mean that they're not engaging within the session. They could be engaging within the session by just listening to what's going on.
And actually that increase of agency, you know, where they just do things themselves because they feel confident enough and safe enough to be able to take that risk or to move at their pace.
They're used to me. I'm not a strange person. I mean, I'm quite possibly a strange person, but I'm not a stranger.
When you see the child-led, you can see a bit more development, input, you see the expression on their face, the experimenting. So it's all part of learning.
If you're looking at communication and language, looking at their physical development, they're using the pharmanalyptic skills, their intellectual development, they're following a rhythm. It covers every area of learning.
It's important as much as books are, I would say, as music would be as well.
When we're delivering the music curriculum, to think actually it needs to be more child-led.
It's really embedded that's what we should be doing, you know, and all of us stepping back a little bit and letting the children go with it.
I just think that joy of music so early on will have such a huge impact. If it was taught like this everywhere, it would be wonderful.
If this approach were to be consistently used, then that could be life-changing.